It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Some folks are calling the new additions to the Scrabble word list redic, and others are saying that we all need to just chillax.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is Ann Curzan, University of Michigan English professor. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm a Scrabbler. You too, huh?
I am.
And they've got new words just to make people angry?
It would appear so. On May 21st, 6,500 new words were announced that were going to be added to the Collins official Scrabble word list. And this made headlines in the news, including a headline like, Scrabble adds even more garbage words to its dictionary.
Well, you know, redic. I play Scrabble seriously, and I know that when I have a challenger that we are serious about playing, he's not going to accept redic, and it's not going to be in that enormous dictionary that he has. So I just have to take it on faith, or do I need to look it up, that redic and unchillax really are in there?
They now really are. We see some of these new words are pop culture, technology. For example, emoji is now in, hashtag, selfie, FaceTime, which I think we'd all want to say, okay, those are words that people are using now. We're also getting some things like frenemy, which I just saw in the New Yorker, I have to say, vape for electronic cigarettes, warbot, which apparently is a robot used in war.
I'd never heard that one before.
I hadn't either, but now if you want to play it in Scrabble, you can.
But you know, emoji, if you get that on the right place, that could be big money.
That could be big money. So you get some of these which are new. Then I think very much in the spirit of Scrabble, we have some words that at least for some of us feel a little more esoteric. So one of the new words is coquie, C-O-Q-U-I. Which is a type of tree-dwelling frog.
I happen to know this because I have two coquies at home that a friend gave me, I think, 25 years ago, and they've traveled with me ever since.
I have to say, I think you're the only person I know
who has coquies.
Who has those. We have some new spellings, and these, I think, one could say are rightly controversial. A word like was, W-U-Z, that spelling has been around for a while as a kind of I dialect. Now it's in the Scrabble dictionary.
I don't like that.
I'm not sure I do either. Then there are the interjections. For example, you can now use GRR or wah, W-A-A-H, or blech, B-L-E-C-H.
Those I do approve.
I like those, but people are saying those aren't really words. And I thought, well, if you're a Scrabbler, you know that there are plenty of other interjections that you're already allowed to use. You can use hmm, spelled H-M-M, or just H-M. You can already use burr, which can have two R's or three. Pfft, P-F-F-T, which is a great word to say on the radio. Or I just learned that you can use tisk, as in T-S-K. Or if you really have this hand, you can have tisk, tisk. With no vowels.
Oh, it makes me schwitz.
Which is now on the Scrabble word list.
Thanks, Anne.
Thanks, Rena.